Joining us now is Roy Cessna with USD 457 in Garden City. Good morning.
Good morning. I like this time of the year. It's nice. Only in Kansas where you can run your heater in the morning and air conditioner in the afternoon.
Exactly.
That time of the year.
What do we have going on?
We had our regularly scheduled board meeting Monday night. We had a special guest, Sally Cobble, who is the District 5 Kansas Board of Education member. She came and teamed up with instructional coaches from around the district Monday evening in presenting the information and leading discussion regarding the Common Core State Standards, or as we refer to it as the College and Career Readiness Standards. A lot of discussion on that topic, really focused around that topic Monday evening. A lot of information was provided, but then a lot of questions answered. We did have a number of representatives from the state, from our region, attend the board meeting, and a lot of good discussion on how we're implementing the Common Core, what it really does for us. It really is more rigor, relevance to how we're getting students prepared for college and their careers, compared to how we were doing it in the past during the No Child Left Behind days. Now we're doing a lot more rigor for and getting the students prepared for their college and career as they move forward that way. So a lot of discussion on how we're moving forward and implementing the Common Core and moving forward and getting Common Core established in our educational process. So, you know, we did No Child Left Behind, and that took us a while with all the acronyms and all that information and what's this all about. And then we kind of took a left turn, and now we're doing a new thing, and Common Core, we're getting that implemented into our school system, and I think it really will help our students in the long run as they move through their educational career and get into either college or move into their career right out of school, or as they move to college to get into their career.
The Common Core that you're going through right now, I mean, this is actually guiding them in their particular interest. Is that correct?
That's correct. And really what it is again, getting back down to the basics, more of the rigor, giving them more rigor in their educational process instead of just teaching them to the test, but getting them ready for their college or getting them ready for their career. And what it is more relevance on, okay, you have they gave an example, you know, 3 times 4 equals 12. Well, okay, in the past, it's just 3 times 4 equals 12. And then you just circled in the little oval, or you pushed the letter C on the computer, now that we're in the technical age. But now it's more 3 times 4 equals 12. But how did you arrive at that? You know, what was the concept that you used to get to that? And it's more critical thinking. So more relevance in how we're educating our students, more rigor of how we're educating our students. But then the third component is relationships with our students and understanding and differentiating instruction on how we're teaching our students. So a lot of moving parts and components. And again, it's new. It's how we're integrating this new process into our education system. So there's a big learning curve out there. Sally Cobble was at the board meeting to explain kind of from a state level, but also having instructional coaches from the district also explain from a kind of a ground level, you know, boots on the ground up, you know. So you had these two varying views from the state level down and then from the teachers, instructional coaches up, and that kind of gave us two views of how we're implementing this new Common Core standards. So a lot of good discussion, a lot of good information provided, and we'll keep getting that out there and educating not only our teachers and patrons, but also community members and our students on how we're implementing this process.
Okay.
Also, we have a college and career planning conference coming up on Tuesday from 8:45 to 10:30. That'll be held at the high school. There will be approximately 50 colleges, university, technical schools, military representatives on the high school campus in the main gymnasium, talking to juniors and seniors. And if parents would like to come along and get information as well, they can do so. But really talking to juniors and seniors about college and giving them information and answering any questions that they might have about those particular colleges, or, you know, if the technical schools or military, if they want to go into the military. So we'll have all those representatives there on Tuesday and handing out information and answering questions.
And if they need any other information, how can they get that?
All this information that we talked about this morning, you can find on our website at www.gckschools.com.